Unexplained Incorporated is expanding. More topics of the metaphysical and the spiritual will be explored than ever before. These conversations will be more casual, like meeting up for coffee with your favorite mate. Sit down, relax, kick back, and open up as we expand at the Consciousness Cafe.
True believers, wherever you have been in the world this past week, I just want to say where I'm at least throughout today here in early April, the weather has been absolute trash. I can hear the wind faintly howling in the background. So if you're experiencing the same thing right now, this is a perfect way to kick back, relax, and prepare for the possible insanity, which is going to fall into our laps approximately, give or take, 72 hours from now. Now, this is not a breaking news show. I don't always go chasing cloud of big stories like a lot of other shows feel they're obliged to do, but I think this one fits, and it fits our new segment here, the Consciousness Cafe. And before I formally introduce the first guest of this segment, a couple of housekeeping notes just to get you up to speed on. First off, if you want to connect with me, unexplainedinc.com. You could sign up for the eventually arriving email list, mailing list. That's going to be coming later in the spring. All my socials are there. You can listen to any of the episodes. And if you get a chance, do leave us a positive rating and subscribe. It helps us grow the show, obviously. So I also want to say that next week on the show, I will be having a local guest that is near and dear to my heart for another edition of the Consciousness Cafe. You're going to love this one when it comes up. I'm going to be recording it this weekend. And then finally, Friday, April 19th, the official debut of the new co-host of Unexplained Incorporated, Lauren Holder, will be making her debut on our first guest interview airing April 19th. So that's all sorts of fun stuff to look forward to throughout what's going to be a very interesting month for us all in April 2024. So right now, I would like to welcome back, starting to lose track of the number of appearances you've had on the show, but it's like,
I couldn't even tell you.
You're such a good friend of the show that it doesn't even matter. You have like this special status. The man, the myth, the legend, G.O.D. Now,
stop, true believers.
Yeah, most of you, most people will know you from your appearances on this show, obviously, and the show that I believe is no more, from what you've told me.
I think it's more of like a hiatus right
Another
now.
Hiatus.
Yeah. Okay. I think hiatus. Maybe it might transform, it might develop, it might be something totally different eventually and stuff like that. I definitely do want to get back to it, but life required my attention.
Oh, for
very
sure.
Much so. And you of all people know that it is busy and time consuming doing this stuff. So I also want to commend you for that, for keeping up with it.
Oh, thank you. And you know, the breaks I've taken over the last couple of years have been a big help, but I found a way, like I've explained before, to get at this full time. I got a lot more help, front of the line and back of the line. And we're going to be hearing solo episodes and episodes like this that are a little different from the paradigm, but all connect. So where I want to start, and by the way, for those who haven't checked out your show, it started out as The Daily Transcendence, and then it turned into Intrinsic Minds. And if you're listening to the two of us for the first time, you're going to want to go and check those back episodes of those shows. And I've made an appearance or two on those shows too. Like I said, we're losing track of the number of times here.
Exactly. Yeah, the YouTube's still up, the podcast, the audio is still up and everything, and there's a plenty of an arsenal there to take a dive in. And I think a lot of things, actually some of our older episodes and discussions kind of apply to maybe a lot of things that are going on now. Well, probably a lot of the same message too.
Right on. And it looked like for a quick second there that a cat was actually trying to eat your arm off.
He was.
Are you in harm's way still, or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
He's trying to get my attention.
Good to know. Good to know. Hey, that's all good. So here's one thing I want to start at, because when I was prepping the episode and I was typing your name in, my mind kept going to this one incident on your show that I think happened over a year ago. It's so ridiculous that it's funny and it needs a call out on this platform because it's so absurd and it just fits with the time and what we're doing here. You refer to yourself, like I just called you at the beginning of this, G-O-D, because your last name is D'Angelo, right?
Yep,
Yeah.
correct.
And G-O being short for,
Geo.
obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone on your comment section actually thought you were spelling the abbreviation G-O-D, and in all seriousness, thought you were referring to yourself like as God in the third person.
Yeah, I know. That'd be a real narcissistic move, a real real thing. And it was funny to address it, but I mean, it kind of goes along with like my rebuttal to that was the fact of if you had any sort of awareness, it was on the screen how you actually like read my name, GIO and then D and stuff like that. Even came up with the what do you call it, the transcript and everything when it comes up as well, the subtitles. So, lack of situational awareness, lack of any sort of awareness and stuff, which is big part of the theme too of what's going to be called to our attention during this time, as we're going to discuss with all the different energies and everything going on, is the fact of maybe having a little bit more of a immediate environment awareness, situational awareness, mental awareness of yourself and others and all that.
Yeah, this is just the type of thing I'm looking to talk about in this segment. And I give you credit, sir, because you're a lot less fired up about it now than you were when it first happened. You were more than a little animated on the. Hey, I get it. You're caught in the moment and you're just like, seriously, what is this?
I know. Yeah, it's different too. I mean, I guess also my sense I've had a growing experience too. I remember that was a discussion that even me and Ray had was like the fact of like to respond or not to respond to certain criticisms and stuff like that, or even if it's just absolutely ridiculous and stuff. And you know what? A lot of things don't bother me much anymore. A lot of things. And it takes time to get there, and you kind of got to go through the motions.
All right, before we get really going into this, I have to share a personal anecdote from, I don't know, about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Is it's interesting. Like, what would be more narcissistic? Like actually referring to yourself that way, or going out of your way to call someone on it, especially when you're the one that's wrong, like you're not even right about it in the first place. But I'm the same as you, Gio. I don't get very bothered about those things or respond. However, I had something happen to me on my morning commute at the worst possible time, and it caused me to completely act out of character. So, like, incidents on the road and escalating things into road rage, you and I think both know that nothing good comes out of that. And where you and I both reside, like, you're a certain distance from New York, I'm a certain distance from Toronto, traffic gets a little crazy at times,
Oof, it's the worst.
And I think we're probably in the most densely populated areas of our countries, or close to it anyway. Definitely for me, you, it's probably pretty close compared to, LA and the West Coast and all that. But so I drop my daughter off at school, and then I'm taking the expressway to commute straight to work after that. That's like 30 to 40 minutes from there, give or take, on my commute. The previous night and that morning, I'd been through some very intense shadow work. And I was a little raw, to say the least. And maybe my morning also wasn't going that smoothly to begin with, so I wasn't in the best of moods. I go to merge on the expressway, and all of a sudden I'm running out of lane. I do my shoulder check, and there's this big transport truck with a big load. Like, it was like a construction dump truck or whatever, but it was like a double long one. And he had just enough room to let me sneak in front of him. And I understand when these trucks are going at high speed, they can't brake and slow down right away. Like, it's not easy for them to do. But when he sees me move over after I put my blinker on, he floors it. And the lane ends, and I'm on the shoulder, almost like ready to go in the ditch. And stuff like that, I'll get mad for a second and I let it go. But given the state of mind I was in, I got back onto the highway. I floored it right up to the brink of his ass, right on his tailgate. And I go and wail on the horn for as long as I possibly can. And I was just like, I am not having this right now. And if I had a chance to pass him, I was going to pass him and flip him off. And for anybody that knows me, this is like 250% out of character for me.
Yeah,
But
even I know that's out of character for you.
But it was just the wrong thing that caught me at the wrong time. And I just completely lost my shit. But you know what? I felt better after it because I think this was all a test to how I was responding to my own shadow work and my own surroundings. And I think this was maybe the week going into the full moon and maybe during the lunar eclipse. So there's probably a little something to that too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I listen the whole thing. I guess I get in a lot in the spiritual community or conscious community and stuff like that. You know, there's sometimes this whole like, you know, kind of way of thinking of like, oh, you got to be all love and light and everything and stuff like that. Like, oh, you can't lose your cool. Like, that's not true. That's not true. You proved it already yourself by the way you even told us is that. You had the situational awareness. Once again, it's going to be about the awareness. You had the awareness of this is out of character. I stepped out of my frame a little bit and stuff like that. I'm going to acknowledge it, you know, and also see the benefit of me coming out of that and stuff because it helped me keep remember, oh, this is a live interaction of that shadow work I'm doing. That shadow work I'm doing and maybe in this environment and this designated spot for that. Can't just be just there. It's got to continue out in my daily life, whether it's big or small events that occur and stuff like that too. So you're showing that you had that self-awareness to be like, okay, like that happened. I did it. Not maybe not my proudest moment and stuff like that, but also I'm not going to harbor all that, all those feelings and stuff like that too.
Yeah, and on top of that, once it was released and done with, I felt a lot better. I'll tell you
No,
that. So,
I know the feeling. I could tend to have the road rage too and everything and stuff and you know, a lot of it's more like to myself and
Oh,
stuff.
I was all
Like
by
on the
myself when I did this, by the way. So, yeah.
Like I like a lot of times I'll be passive, like on the outside of my vehicle, it doesn't even seem like I'm having any rage. But if you're inside the vehicle, I'm raging out most likely and stuff. And then it comes to a point where you're just like, all right, like this doesn't, you know, this just isn't worth it.
In the long run. But I mean, once in a while, just like that guy commenting on your show last year, you gotta just acknowledge it and go right through it sometimes, you know? It's
Exactly. You
healthy.
got to express
Healthy.
it. You got to express it. And also, you know, you could go the Joe Dispenza route and stuff. A lot of harboring some of these negative, lower vibrational energies, if you want to call that and stuff too, can lead to illness and, you know, sickness and stuff in certain areas. So,
Well, that's if you hold on to them. Like if you hold a grudge for like 5 years, it's like, oh, that's going to show up like as back pain or, you know, constant nausea or whatever, pick it. You know what I mean? It's
Exactly.
So it's like, if you get to that stage, just release it and move on. And I think we'll move on from this now. 'Cause you reached out to me as I was getting the show relaunched and underway. And you're like, you know, maybe we should talk about the solar eclipse to, I could tell you were really itching to talk about it. And then I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Like, I don't stay on top of a lot of current events until after the fact, but I think this is a really good move to do. So I'm going to start here. I'm going to have some fun with this. You and I were briefly talking before we hit the record button as to how, I don't know, we made some remark about the conspiracy people or whatever, like we do. And you and I are both in and out of that, but I think we have enough. There's that word again, situational awareness, to observe when it gets a little freaky and out of control and whatnot, right? So
Exactly.
it's almost funny how it's almost like some manifest destiny here. It's like I didn't start hearing about this on my socials and my feeds until after you and I talked about setting up this show. And
Oh,
now I'm
wow.
seeing a ton of shit, of course. So I'm just gonna pick certain aspects that have come across my feed like in the last week. And I'm doing this to demonstrate the angle of the fear and the madness surrounding the whole thing. And I'm going to get your reactions and then we'll just riff from there, because I
Cool.
think some of these you're going to find amusing and some of them you may
Yeah.
not have even heard. So, man, I'll just say this real quick. There was one person on my personal Facebook, and I don't know if this was posted from themselves or if it was a shared post, but it was quite unhinged. And I saved the posts for my prep. I went back to it. The post is gone. So
Oh, wow.
it must have been really good because I
Yeah.
only caught a little bit of it, but I thought that was interesting. And I'm not going to single anybody out because they may be listening right now.
That goes to show you that sometimes it's a, people are quick to react and then they're like, oh shit, I should have responded, not reacted.
Exactly. That's a great point, actually. So here are some of the things which, according to some across all over my social media feed, we might be expecting next week. Earthquakes, mass earthquakes, mass blackout of either the grid or just the cell phone networks. Communication's going to get all fucked up, apparently. You can buy glasses to watch the eclipse, but be careful. People are producing a lot of counterfeit ones. I'm going to circle back to that later.
Haven't heard of that.
As you probably know, I live about within a 90-minute driving distance of Niagara Falls. Niagara
Oh,
Falls
yes.
has become so overcrowded, at least the Canadian side, that the county has already declared a state of emergency to manage the crowds. I think it's the same on the New York side as well, because apparently
Yeah,
it's going to go right.
Pennsylvania, especially
Okay.
Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the main path cities of this eclipse.
Yeah. And my visits to Niagara over the last couple of summers, they almost need a state of emergency for tourist season because, like, since they ended
I
restrictions, it's
bet.
getting out of hand, man. It's getting crazy crowded there.
I bet.
It's too bad. So we'll see where that goes. Sightings of the so-called Devil's Comet, which of course is leading a lot of our biblical friends who study and interpret prophecy into overdrive, and they seem to think this is the rapture or the second coming, what have you. This came onto my radar a couple of hours ago, and this might be the most wild one I've seen so far. Have you been hearing a lot of discussion lately about Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun music video? It's come up into the orbit of consciousness again all of a sudden.
I think I did see that pop up. I didn't look into it, but I did see that pop up.
Oh, I hope you're ready for this one. This one goes off the rails a bit. So the music video, which came out in the mid-90s, it's been decided, it's been predictive programming for this April 8th eclipse because, these things are so rare in our lifetimes. And have you been reading about these random posts and pop-ups about what is called it demon-faced syndrome?
Yes,
You know
I
all
have.
about that? Okay. So apparently, the Black Hole Sun video is predictive programming for next Monday. And apparently, there's a couple of extras in the video, like non-band members, other characters, who are apparently being shot at these angles that make it look like they have demon face syndrome. And because that's become a big thing leading into the eclipse, imaginations are running wild. So apparently Soundgarden called this like 30 years ago. So I just
Yeah.
thought I'd bring that up.
That is interesting. I didn't know about Soundgarden with that. And then I remember seeing something about that whole thing, Black Hole Sun. And I just figured whoever it was or whatever thing that was talking about it, I just thought it was more so talking about
Oh.
the esoteric or occult side of like the Black Sun or
Oh,
something.
it goes much deeper than that. Look into it when you get the chance. You'll be
Yeah, definitely will.
entertained at the very least. Planet Nibiru, otherwise known as Planet X, and the residents of the Anunnaki apparently is going to be returning next week. And
Bit all.
we've had many different breakdowns and insights from a gentleman you and I have both had the pleasure of talking to, Flat Earth Dave. He's
David
chiming in on
Weiss.
he's chiming in on a lot of this as well. So, Geo, social media world is in complete chaos right now, and I'm like loving every minute of it. So, where are you at with all that and other things? here in eclipse season? Because I know you got a lot to say.
I do, because you know what was crazy? It, this was like the one time that I got like, I'm not trying to say like I channel or anything or but whatever and stuff in this case scenario, but this was the one time that I got the download so quick before all the stuff hit TikTok, before all this craze was going on, like literally the day of when it really to me was, it was kicking off. Well, it was actually probably like a day or two prior, but was, it was literally the night of going into the night of the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. And already, you know, my, even my girlfriend, because I had already suspected her grandma wasn't doing well and stuff like that, and she was on hospice, you know, my mind, and I'm like, you know, I know that, you know, there is a thinning of the veil come the time of even full moons and new moons, and especially any types of eclipses. Yes, this was a prenubral lunar eclipse and everything, but just so much made sense that in my head I was like, I do have a feeling that if it's not this lunar eclipse, it might be the solar eclipse that she passes. And just the energies were weird that whole weekend and everything. And then in the middle of the night, at the peak of that lunar eclipse, was the whole bridge incident happened. I happened to be up, and you know, I happened to see like one of the first videos of it and stuff like that. And I was like, boom, right on time. And the first, and like, it was just, everything hit me. I was like, that's this Francis Scott Key Bridge. I was like, it's very symbolic in a way, that this cargo ship hits the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We know that he was a lawyer and the American poet in this sort of way, and he created the Star Spangled Banner. And it's like, how symbolic is that during this eclipse in Libra? Libra dealing with law and justice, and he was a lawyer, and the collapsing of this bridge, which is almost like the collapsing of America in some sort of way. It happens on a and pretty much
in an election year, no less.
In an election year, of course, it's pretty, and I knew of that bridge already, and I was like, that bridge is a major supply chain for the United States. Moving heavy farming equipment, hazardous materials and everything and stuff that you can't bring into tunnels, especially on the East Coast ever since after 9/11 and stuff. And it kind of almost falls on the Mason-Dixon line. That's another thing that I wanted to look into more. And this goes back to a lot of the astrological things that we were seeing in these past couple years, that I've been saying to so many people. I'm like, we're seeing so many astrological things that are parallel to what was happening, even just the actual events that were happening of the time leading up to the Civil War. And being that was like Mason-Dixon line, separates the North from the South and stuff like that. We see Texas trying to, like, all this shit was hitting me. I was like, Texas is trying to govern themselves. That was a big issue. A lot of people think, oh, Civil War, slavery and stuff. No, the initial was this political agenda, election fraud that was going on, states wanting to govern themselves and not be ruled, you know, have their own individual state rights and everything and stuff like that too, which yes, of course, led to the whole slavery thing. And we're having that issue now. Texas is trying to do that, especially with the border and stuff like that, and trying to say, hey, we have the right to do this, like you're endangering our people in some sort of way or whatever. So there was so much with that and stuff too. And I'm like, man, and I was like, and it happens on the lunar eclipse. And like, that's where I got the feeling of a lot more things going on. Of course, my brain wants to go in the direction of, okay, if this is intentional, if it's a cyber attack, you know, I suspected it all. And then of course, days down the road, even till now, I'm hearing all the things that I already thought about. Right. And people are, but the thing is, people are hanging onto these things, especially when they see them like that. Right. So I felt like, I was like, wow, I'm kind of like glad that kind of happened, because I don't have to hang on to it. I kind of got that all in one shot. And of course, I let my mind go there. I'm like, yeah, it's possible. Could it be an intentional thing done and stuff like that? Absolutely. Could it be a cyber attack? Absolutely. You know, what's the reason? What would be the purpose? What's the different reason? Is it a false flag, a black swan event and stuff like that? All these things, which I absolutely do. I do think that, you know, this was not just some freak accident, not that the people on the boat weren't in on it or something like that. That's not what I think, and everything. And then you got to watch out for all the misinformation that come that's been coming out. Like they were saying something about the owner of the ship has been dead for 6 days before, and that that wasn't true and stuff. Oh, yeah. That they've been dead for a lot longer than that and stuff. But there was a lot of cool information making the connections of, you know, this ship, where is it owned, who owns it, and who are the executives and all that stuff. And it's like, but those are details I'm not willing to like fully get into. It's more so of, okay, how does this apply to me? Like, why would this be happening and what could this mean? So I got the feeling more, and listen, I'm not a doomsday prepper person or something like that, but I already had suspected, thinking of the lunar eclipse, especially a lot of the weird things that were going on, National Guard being deployed out in multiple of these areas, and people will be like, oh, it's just, you know, it's just the fact that there's so many people coming out.
Hey, this is someone in your neck of the woods. Maybe you can explain to me why a few weeks back I saw footage of the National Guard policing the New York subway system.
Oh, yes. Yes. So they had to, because there's
been, that's a little weird.
There's been at least one death every day in New York subways. Jeez. Always. And because of violence, who's pushing people into the tracks, and who's stabbing who and stuff like that, which is definitely necessary, I think, in that sort of way. But then even with the National Guard there, there was a subway in Brooklyn that somebody was killed or something like that. And it was like, well, why aren't they there too? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like this weird thing. And I think it's also to, you know, we were already desensitized with 9/11, because 9/11, we had the National Guard all over New York City. We had armed men with rifles walking in Times Square, everything and stuff. And, you know, people felt safer. There was this more, you know, unity of patriotism and everything. And now it's a little eerie, but nobody cares. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. That's whatever and stuff. A lot of people don't think it's going to do anything in some cases and everything. And just, and New York is going through a whirlwind of just like the worst type of things going on. A police officer was just killed in a normal routine. And even the family, the governor of New York tried to come to the thing, and all these liberal officials tried to come to the thing, and they were denied access and told off, which I think is absolutely fabulous because of their policies, their lenient policies and everything, especially with migrants and stuff like that. But yeah, I think, and like, so all this culmination of all these things happening that seem very like, what kind of clown world do we live in? Yeah. You know, I understand why people are going in so many different directions of, you know, whether it's fear, whether it's like, oh, this is like something's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And like all getting all up in arms and everything. And it's like, and partially me too. Like I said, I had a moment where I was like, you know what? Not that I'm going to go crazy, but I have my med kits. I have my go bag just in case and stuff like that. If I ever need and stuff, I stocked up on a few, you know, dry goods and stuff like that, and canned goods and stuff just in case, you know, to have a little bit of supply and everything. Cause you never know, you know, whether it's a natural event or whether it's a false flag event, something could happen and stuff. But to not, the whole point of what I've come to the conclusion of is to not fall into the fear base of it. You're going to have to give social media a break and stuff too, if you're somebody who feels affected by it.
Yeah.
Especially because we're in a retrograde. So, and it's in Aries, and it has a lot to do with the head and the mental parts and stuff like that. Like, you could drive yourself into a loop when really you should be paying attention to your own immediate environment, your own mental state of things and stuff, and not to just block things out and say, I'm not going to look at it. I looked at it. I looked at a lot of it. I discussed it even with my friend and a lot of the different scenarios that I thought things could be and stuff, but I don't stay on that. Don't stay on that page. You got to start turning the page and being like, okay, well, what does this mean for me? How can I prepare myself and not fall into the fear and stuff? Like, that's the thing. It's like, hey, I'm not going to be going into any cities really much anytime soon and stuff like that. Granted, I was just in Staten Island and stuff like that and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'm, you know, trying to stay more so on, you know, in more safer regions and stuff like that that aren't densely populated and stuff too, because nothing would surprise me anymore at this point. And I think a lot of people too have this comfort that they're in, where they just want to be like, ignorance is bliss. I know we've constantly discussed that plenty of times, even on intrinsic minds. And it's like, it just applies more than ever, especially astrologically with what's going on. And we could go there if you want and stuff too, of how this, how to actually look at the language of the stars and even just you, what you see is actually going on and how you can translate that language into something that's going to be more so of preparing yourself mentally, staying out of the fear, but also being aware and being on guard in a sort of sense and stuff, but still being able to live your life. I think there's a lot that we can actually see. I've seen it just alone, just through the astrology itself.
Mm-hmm. One thing you touched upon there is, I think, yeah, if the social media is heavily affecting you, take a break. Like you and me, we're two of many that can scroll through it and not be affected. Like I told you about the Soundgarden reel I saw. I'm like, man, this is bonkers. But I could like laugh about it, but and I need to discuss it because out of all the things I've been hearing, that one is like right on the edge to me, you know? So I can...
You know which one was crazy for me?
Yeah.
It was the thing that I saw and I was like, I have to confirm. Is this really true? And I'm like, I have to confirm it. And this was, and part of it was already confirmed for me because I've been hearing about this for a while now that this was going on. Especially, and if anybody, if Robert Seffer, right, he's an anthropologist. He's got a YouTube channel. He's got many books out. I would definitely recommend checking him out because he really goes back into history and proto-indigenous type people of all the different parts of the world and everything and how everything connects to today with a lot of stuff that's happening. But that's beside the point is I remember seeing a lot of stuff about, you know, of course you've had many of the religious sides and the religious institutions, you know, especially when it comes to the Islamic religion or even the Christian religion, but the Jewish religion, is that they want, even Christians too, but they want prophecy. The religions want prophecy to happen. They will even go to lengths to try to manufacture, to make it seem as though, and they will believe that it's still the prophecy actually happening, even if they're dabbling into it and stuff. So they've already for years now have been, cleansing, I forget what the priesthood over there and stuff, and trying to prepare the priesthood for everything and stuff. I remember seeing a video of a rabbi talking to Netanyahu, basically saying like, you have to make it happen. Like you have to like, and he's like, you know, we're waiting for the Messiah. Like you need to make, so like, why are you telling a government official as a rabbi, like he needs to make this happen? And he was speaking about prophecy. He literally used the word prophecy, but the thing that I think is crazy is that, so they've been preparing the priesthoods over there. They've been talking about starting to rebuild. They've been talking about it, but now they already have a set thing of wanting to rebuild the third temple, which like if anybody knows,
Solomon's temple.
Yes. So to rebuild
the third temple. I knew you were going to go there.
Revelations. Yeah. They say in Revelations that's the mark of the return of the Messiah, which would be actually the Antichrist or something like that.
In disguise.
They've been, and this is the thing that I heard long ago, was somebody was talking about Israel and the Jewish priesthoods over there have been looking in the market in Texas for red heifers that need to, and they've been working with certain livestock farmers and stuff like that, that have red heifers to prepare these heifers a certain way, to make sure that they are grown in a certain way and stuff like that. Like, you know, they have to be very pure. And a lot of the question was like, why? Now we also see when you look into the Torah and stuff, it says that the whole thing that has to happen is the third temple needs to be rebuilt and they have to slaughter the red heifer. And the red heifer has to be specific red heifer.
Now they're
purchasing a bunch of red heifers from Texas. This transaction is already going on, and multiple red heifers and everything. Not only that, so you could see where the prophecy side of things are starting to come up to, and it's almost seems kind of manufactured in some sort of way. But the other thing that I thought was crazy was, the fact that I think it was the 2003 solar eclipse that we had that wasn't that much of a big deal that went across America. It went through multiple cities called Salem. right? Through different states of the United States, but all cities named Salem. Now, this one goes through multiple states with the city of Nineveh.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nineveh is even mentioned in that part in the Bible and in Revelations and even in the Torah side of things, of saying that I can't remember exactly the biblical side of it, but you can look it up, the relation of Nineveh and stuff like that when it comes to revelation and prophecy and stuff like that in the second coming or the Messiah or the Antichrist and everything. So this is why there's a lot of the people that fall more into the religious category and stuff are taking that more personal now, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm talking
yeah.
about now even just the normal day-to-day people like you and me and stuff like that. You know, they're really believing that this is, you know, and I'm not denying, I'm not saying that, oh, it can't be and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they really are taking that in. But me, astrologically, we're in a time where the nodes have just changed. North node in Aries, south node in Libra. We're having a solar eclipse in Aries, right? Along with conjuncted with the sun. Well, obviously the sun and the moon, but Mercury, Venus, Mercury retrogrades also in Aries and stuff like that. We had the lunar eclipse that just happened. What was it, a week or so ago? Was also in Libra. And I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? And not to mention Saturn is in Pisces. So Saturn being the authority figure and Pisces also being kind of the aloofness or religion in some sort of way. It's like the ending of a cycle for a new beginning and stuff like that. So we're seeing the collapse of a lot of structures and institutions and stuff like that. But also we're seeing people, which this is goes into the nodal part, but even the whole Aries Libra axis, is people are starting to identify with some of these authority figures in these institutions and are allowed and taking the command from that and stuff. And also finding relations, the Libra side, with people or people within those groups and stuff like that, or people in their own lives and stuff that are going to, so people are picking their sides right now. Right. And people are identifying with things. But what I think the most important thing to do is not fall one way or the other and stuff, is to really identify self, identify your own state, identify who you are, where you want to be when anything, whatever the countless possibilities could be. How do you want to be? What mental frame you want to be? Of course, this is a lot of mental transits that are going on too and stuff, especially with Aries and Mercury and ruling the head and ruling the mind and ruling communication and stuff like that. Who we even communicate with, how we're going to move forward, and you know, how are we going to be the rising sun in our own lives? I think that's more of the important message that we need to look at for ourselves, rather than trying to identify with this conspiracy theorist or this religion or
theologist,
this prophecy. Those types of things, or even this astrologer who's saying this and stuff like that, or this crypto market. Like, I've been trying to like pay attention to a little bit of everything, but also not take it all on.
Yeah.
More so, I'm just kind of like this is what I love about not necessarily having to do research like I was for the podcast. This is why it's been a blessing and a curse, because I miss it. I miss it dearly.
Right.
But it's been about the fact that I can sit with myself, try to let my own intuition kick in, know a little bit of like the language of the energy that's going on, whether it's through the astrology or just seeing what's going on in my immediate environment, and sitting with it and letting myself feel what could this possibly mean? What could this possibly mean may happen and stuff. And then I start, when I look into things, I get the confirmation of those things that came up. So I think I'm not saying do what I do or anything,
yeah.
but get back to yourself. This is a big time to be aware. I think this is an activation period, and it could be a deactivation thing, this whole solar eclipse too. You know, this could be, you know, that, like you said too, there's the devil's comet that's happening too, and it's seen as an omen. It's not necessarily inherently evil, neither is the solar eclipse, you know. Even a lot of ancient cultures thought that too and stuff. But also there's the supposed to be the most mass coronal ejections happening during the eclipse. Like I said, National Guards being deployed to a bunch of major cities. A lot of hospitals I've been preparing their, biochemical trauma response thing, triage response things and stuff like that in a lot of these hospitals. And the thing I saw that I thought was weird was there's like 22 different cities or 22 different biohazardous or biochemical warfare teams that are going to be deployed during the lunar eclipse as well. I mean, sorry, during the solar eclipse as well.
Yeah, yeah. That is strange. So,
it is strange. And not to mention, I don't know if you saw that show that the Obama that yeah was a show that the no the movie that the Obamas produced, Leave the World Behind, that I know every conspiracy person talked about.
I've heard all about it. I have not seen it. What's really interesting is that I've seen some reels that say, and now the jury's out on this, because there's some music people who I've heard say this type of shit really isn't possible, but that there were some frequencies hidden in the score of that film that were designed to make you feel uncomfortable and such.
I did see that. Yeah. And I felt it.
Yeah. You felt it when watching it. Well, when I've seen the trailers for it or listened to some audio clips, I've had that same sketchy feeling. So I think there's a little something to that, even though some music people would be like, well, you can't actually hide these frequencies in. Well, I don't know. I'm open to that.
And I think more so people that saw it, I mean, it wasn't really a theater thing, but see, I think certain people that have certain sound systems and stuff may have been more affected by it. That could have it's more enhanced. Like me on my case scenario, I that's not how I watched it.
Yeah.
So, but I knew that it was a weird nuance to it.
But with me too, though, I think depending on where you are in your own self journey and your level of consciousness, I think if you raise the consciousness of the self a bit more, these things affect you less and less.
Yes. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I was just having this conversation actually with my, which I can't really have these types of elaborate conversations with, you know, my girlfriend's family and stuff like that too. They were talking about mediums, which I think you would actually like this conversation.
Okay.
Her dad and everybody else in her family is like open to it and have gone to mediums and stuff like that. Her dad, which I understand, he's old school. He was a homicide detective in Harlem, New York at the worst time in the 90s and stuff like that. And he's very much so aware of things when it comes to that. And he thinks they're all shysters. He thinks it's absolute bullshit. They think he, and I was like, listen, I go, I agree with you with the whole, like, even if you don't, you, cause he would, like, even to sit there and not respond, because they do ask you questions sometimes, mediums and stuff like that. Yeah. Yes, there is ways to study neurolinguistic programs, see social cues, and that's how you could kind of like lead on to something else, and you could kind of start extracting from a person. I go, but you don't think that there's people that are into this is beside the point. But anyway,
well, I get you.
We were having the conversation of basically of something like that, and it's like, and I remember saying something where it was like, I think if you can tune your temple, your body, your vessel to a certain way with what you consume, and that's not just food or drink or anything and stuff like that too, like that's a big part of it as well, but even with, you know, the type of things that entertain you, even how you speak, what anything you ingest, what the things you watch, you see, you hear, the people that you're around and stuff like that, there is a way to tune your body, to tune your frequency. There's the light body as well. There is an energy that makes you as well, that is beyond our visible light spectrum, which is crazy, because I've, of course, like I've been off a lot of people that I used to watch and stuff like that too.
Sure. And you have to evolve, right?
Happened. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm like, I don't want everybody else. And I know Ray felt the same way too. It's like, I don't want everybody else's opinion. I want to be able to do it for myself.
Yeah.
Right. And you get that ability. So, but it's funny though, because I was thinking about light and I was thinking about the spectrum, because I, of course, I know this whole thing. We always hear light, light, light in this community, or God is light and stuff, or our own light and stuff. And this guy, Savon Bomar, came up and I kind of stopped listening to him for a little bit because he kind of talks in circles sometimes. But what was the video about? It was about understanding light and the light spectrum. He brought it up and stuff like that, and he said things that I kind of had a hunch on, but he actually explained it perfectly, and I was like, wow. And I'm like, see, once again, it's just that confirmation. But like, you allow yourself to get into something, but that's what I mean, see, sitting with yourself, doing even what you're doing, the shadow work and stuff like that, and like, these are the ugly things that we don't want to do and we get lazy, and you don't have to damn yourself to hell just because one day you don't feel like doing it. That's okay. that's okay, but you don't stay in that. Everything you don't, everything's good within balance.
Here you got one hand on the wheel and a fist on the horn.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. one hand ready to go for the gun, the other one going, you know, to open the window for some fresh air.
Minus packing any heat. That's literally what I was doing at that moment in time.
That's the thing. It's okay, but it's being able to have that reflection. And that's why I think it's such a perfect theme to what's going on. I've had it myself. You've had it yourself. Now, I'm sure many people now, when they listen to this, they can even reflect and think on certain situations and even just look outside what's going on. You know, look on the news, but not too much on the news. But you can see what's going on. And if you are somebody who is in these types of communities or even pays attention to your astrology, you could start to see that this is not about pain. This is not about putting all your attention and energy and focus on what's going out there. Stay aware more closely to yourself. Stay aware of how you're digesting things. Stay aware of how much you're digesting or what it is, and how your thought process is through this and stuff like that, and what actually requires your attention and stuff. And it could be mundane things. Like I could tell you, my stuff's been very mundane that I've been paying attention to, but it's so funny. I've been learning so much more of the internal spiritual stuff by doing and some of these mundane things and having a different outlook on them, or even communicating with people that are just like, I can't believe what's going on. Oh my God. And like, I could converse with that. I could do that. I kind of like to talk about these details. I'm a Virgo rising. Like, you know, I got Mercury in Aries. Like, what should I say? I feel like I've been activated a lot though lately too, because both my Venus and Mercury in Aries, and we have Venus and Mercury in Aries with this lunar eclipse. So who the fuck knows with me what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's why I kind of like had this intuition. I was like, oh, trust your intuition. Prepare a little bit, but don't go overboard.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to the intuition in a second. One thing I want to address, you said last week's guest, Zankar Caro, I brought up a question. I said, is music the foundation and the bedrock for all of creation? And she said, yes, but you have to include light as well. So just to circle back to the light for a second. So I thought that's very appropriate. You brought that up. And we touched upon this earlier. It seems like there's a lot of preparation for next Monday for a big event of some sort. And I talked about Niagara Falls. Some counties I've seen, at least throughout the United States, have been posting some very strange messages, like on their social media, about warnings and prepping for emergency. Oh, make sure you get your gas by this time. And it's like, okay, but why? It's a little
insane. Like, it's like, is there a planned event?
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's where I want to go with that, is that I have to circle back to the early days of lockdowns. And I know, like, little to none of us want to hear about this again, but there's a reason I'm bringing it up right now, is that the early chaos of the lockdowns of 2020, I listened to my internal GPS to avoid kind of the chaos. And here in Ontario, we went through 3, maybe 4 lockdowns in that 2-year span. And things got, like, near the end, I've talked about this before, things weren't even making sense anymore, like even more than when they, less than they were in the beginning. I won't get into that, but when we were about to get locked down, I would get this feeling in the pit of my stomach. And I remembered, because I was going to start the show, as you well know, March 20th, 2020. The Friday before Friday the 13th is when everything started to kind of shut down, and I had 2 episodes recorded, and then I held off on releasing them for another week because I just had this feeling things were going to get kind of crazy, and I was right. And I was working really odd hours at the time, so my weekend started at a Wednesday night after 8 p.m. And I remember before that all went down, it's gone now, but there used to be a Walmart like a short drive from where I live, and I was like, I'm going to go through with 2 weeks worth of grocery shopping tonight. I have the money to do it. And I'm just like, I got a really weird feeling that I'm going to have to buy an extra week's worth of like food and stuff. Right. And then right across that plaza is a liquor store. And I've cut, okay, so like in the last, like between then and now, I have cut way back on my alcohol consumption. It's very minimal. And one day I think it will be none. I'm not quite there yet, but I think I'm heading in that direction. When I got my groceries, I was like, I'm going to the liquor store because I think I'm going to need something because things are going to get weird. And when I was in there, I was behind a guy who was clearly on some type of hard drugs. You know, when people who are on like hard drugs, they're like shuffling and almost dancing
Yeah,
to a
always
beat that
swaying.
nobody else can hear, you know? And he was wearing a mask. And this was long before like masking up was quote unquote law. And like nobody was doing it right. And the cashier was being really weirded out by him. And he was saying things like, hey, man, this virus that's coming here, it's gonna kill 70% of the world's population. And I'm like, where the fuck did you
Jesus.
hear that one? You know? And there's multiple times where the cashier just looked at me wide-eyed, like, going on with this guy?
Yeah, just
And
blurred lines. And it's like that's the other thing too. It's just that's the other thing is people going in the complete other direction that maybe they don't even think that they're so affected by everything that's going on and like the state of the world and everything. So this is that whole Saturn Pisces thing or like even Mars and Pisces. It's like their thought or their action is just get lost in the sauce. And it's like that's the complete opposite of what you want to be doing because if you try to escape this without realizing and just masking everything and all the feelings and the thoughts and all that stuff with just some sort of substance, like you're only going to hinder
Well,
yourself, especially if something happens.
yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. However, you don't have to get into that state with substances. And
Yeah, exactly. It's overconsumption.
what I'm going to touch on from that is the panic buying. And because of my intuition, I missed it completely. Okay, so like I got 2 weeks worth of groceries. The weekend when they were announced they were shutting everything down, and then the panic buying started. I got off work on a Sunday evening. I had to stop in a grocery store just to grab a couple of extra things. And they were like, I don't know, maybe like an hour away from closing. And it looked like a bomb went off inside of there. And all the employees, mostly young people, were just shell shocked and like scared. And I'm just like, what the hell went on in here this weekend? And because I was guided by my intuition, I missed it all. And when we had repeat lockdowns throughout the next year, I got that same pit in my stomach where I said, oh, here we go. And by some cruel fate of coincidence, I was overdue for a haircut every time they
Wow.
shut down. So there's some times if you could go on my Instagram page and look at some old reels where my hair's looking really
I
bushy
know
because
that
of
was
it.
tough times. Yeah, that
But
was tough.
I had this pit in my stomach and I was overdue for a haircut. And I'm like, they're going to shut these down before I can even get in there. And I wasn't wrong any of those times.
No.
But so where I'm at right now is I think there's a lot of overreaction going on right now because 2024 in this first like third has been pretty nuts if you're only focusing on the external, right? Like we've talked
Yeah.
about. And it's just a lot of people are very cagey and very wired right now. So moving forward, whether it's this event next Monday or if it's, you know, the American election later in the year or what have you, like just stay grounded, listen to that internal GPS and detach when you need to detach. And no matter what happens, if you trust that, you'll likely be okay. That's what I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree because that's the thing. Like as much as yes, there's a lot that precipitated on us, like even with the COVID thing where we kind of started seeing like, oh, like it wasn't as serious as like it was made out to be a lot of that. A lot of the information that's been coming out that's been kind of being swept under the rug, which information has been coming out about whether it's the jab or anything, whatever it was and stuff. But that's why even back then I was like, this is not something, but there's a reason for this to prepare for something, for an actual something and stuff like that, to get it within our subconscious, to get it within our awareness that it's like, and to normalize it almost in a sense,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like even if, like, you know, April 8th, the solar eclipse, nothing happens that day. That doesn't mean that nothing actually happened, though, too. You know, that could also be like, you know, it could happen later on in the year or something like that and stuff. But I do think no matter what, as somebody who studies astrology, is that there is a significance to it. It's not inherently evil, like I said, and stuff, but there is some sort of activation. It's just, what are you going to activate? What part of the psyche do you want to activate? This is where we do have choice. Yes, this is something that is fated within the cosmos, or within the, you know, some people call it the matrix and everything and stuff like that too. But who's to say? Some people may be activated to really hit that lower vibration. Some people may be able to stay within something that's going to be a little more elevated and stuff too. I heard something great too. I don't even know from who. I just was a quick video, yeah. And yeah. I agreed by it. I think David Palmer reposted it or something on his story, and he said, you got all these people, right? Especially spiritual people. Everybody's just trying to activate and 5D and yeah. up here and stuff like that. Like, you need accelerate. Some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, and you have those people, a lot of those people that are doing it, like they're actually doing it, but like, there's no collective of like an in-between to help bridge, you know, the lowered frequencies or stuff like that to the higher frequencies, you know. That's why everybody's just split off in their individual groups, you know. It's a lot of this, like, you know, who's picking sides and stuff. That's why I said it's a lot of context to people succeeding from whether the state, whether it's the government, whether it's health institutions, religious institutions, you know, or, you know, whatever, or even just succeeding from their own cognitive awareness and their own common sense, and to start siding with things, or to go into extremisms of things and stuff like that, that we've lost all complete sense of balance, a lot of people. And that's why it seems like everything is so dualistic and so separated. Yeah. Because it's harder to maintain this more at ease within the collective if everybody is just on one side and stuff like that. And even the people, there's a lot of people that still like, well, I'd rather be safe than sorry and stuff. I said it to myself too. Like, yes, I'm going to err on the side of caution. That's why I picked up some things and wanted to make sure and stuff like that. And just, I kind of like take a little extra time to look around me and be aware and stuff like that. Like, there's weird, so much weird stuff going on and stuff. So why not? I want to protect myself too, but I also want to protect my mental state. I want to protect my sanity. And the ways that I do that is by also not letting it consume me wholly in my life. I don't run away from it and stuff too. I acknowledge it sometimes. Now I'm not more ashamed to speak about things with people that you'd say were normies and stuff too. I know I actually talk about these things, but I have a different dialogue, obviously, but it helps me too. And honestly, I've been seeing it help others as well. And they've been having their own revelations. That's the real revelation that needs to be have. Not that's the prophecy. That's the true prophecy, is to have a revelation within yourself, is to have your own spiritual revelation. Are you going to let the Christ consciousness activate within you? And it's not that all of a sudden you have to and ascend and be holy and mighty and stuff too. Like, that's kind of a prick move as well, I think, in a sort of way and stuff too.
Yeah.
But like, to acknowledge it, just to acknowledge it and try to make little steps towards it. I think that's really the activation, which can help you create this revelation within yourself. And that's the thing. If you think about it, when you see other people, like, you know, things that were like, that aren't our actual environment, right? So say, you know, you have your neighborhood and everything and stuff like that. But then in these other cities, you know, you see all this chaos going on and stuff like that. Think about how many people are there and stuff like that. Some people for all this time now may have been getting consumed by all the bullshit, right? And therefore, their intuition, their revelations weren't clicking. Those things weren't coming into drive and stuff like that. So that's why they're still in the same spot that they are, you know? And then, you know, you could sit there and play the victim and tell, oh, well, I didn't have this opportunity, I don't make this much money, blah, 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 stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's a way to do things and to put yourself in a certain environment. And it starts with the mind, obviously. Yep. It starts with the mind, it starts with actions and everything and stuff like that too. And even how you interpret your own feelings and your perspective on things. So it's like, you think about those people in those case scenarios, it's like, well, they it's it's not that they did something wrong, but they didn't also maybe necessarily do something right in which the manner of which we're speaking about trying to elevate yourself and have your own internal a revelation and stuff like that, rather than just trying to rely on different gossips and talks and rumors and conspiracies and religions and politics and all that stuff. Like, it's okay to be aware of it. Don't be scared of it, but take yourself into consideration. Let your intuition guide you as well a bit.
Gio, well said, man. Believe it or not.
That in.
yeah. Believe it or not, this is actually going to dovetail really nicely into the guest I'm going to have on next week, which I'll tee up at the end of this. We're almost getting up to our time, believe it or not, because this is like probably one of the first times we've ever had to put a time limit on each other. Yeah. But that's just how this.
Hey, we did good, man.
Yeah.
For a time limit,
we did good. Yeah, we got a lot. We got a lot in there. It was good. Yeah. There's a couple of things I want to touch on though before we do wrap up. First being, you talked about it in length earlier, and like it's been brought up various times throughout the chat, but my mind's been going elsewhere. In your gut, do you feel some controllers or power brokers, whatever you want to call them, will try and manufacture some event of prophecy in one part of the world or another during this eclipse? Because I've talked about this on the show, and it's in a lot of media and shows I consume, is that, yeah, it looks like certain power brokers are using the Book of Revelations as a playbook to play out their own nefarious agenda. Yep. Or whatever that is. In your gut, do you see that coming early next week through this, or is it just going to pass and things will be back to normal? Like, just what's your initial thought on that?
I think whether it's the day or not, I absolutely do that. There is groups, there is sects, there is certain institutions, there is covert operations and stuff like that are trying to enact these things. There's plenty of evidence on the fact that I think that of course there's always going to be some sort of mind or some sort of brain for this thing and people that'll latch onto it. It's a pendulum, it swings and it will have its motion. And I think, yes, I definitely think that that's that. And also it goes along with the same thing of trying to even perpetuate what you would call a false flag or a black swan event and stuff like that, where it makes it seem like somebody's attacking us and it's the Russians, it's the Iranians. No, but meantime, did we ever think of the possibility? That's what I liked about that movie, Leave the World Behind, right? Once again, there was a big cargo ship that got cyber attacked and ends up on the beach that people were on, right? Planes were falling out of the sky and stuff like that. What was the other thing? There was a direct energy weapon that happened that caused radiation, the kids' teeth fall out, all these things, right? And they were flyers coming down. They were in Arabic. Then there were flyers falling out of planes that were in Russian. And like, oh my God, we're being attacked by the Russians. They're like, no, it's the Iranians and stuff. The conclusion is too, don't you think, even if it's within our own government, right? It's our own government. And I think all over the world, all their governments, all these three-letter agencies, right? But there's also what people would consider the white hats or something like that. Like, you know, I'm not big into the whole QAnon thing.
I'm not like, really into that concept myself, just to let you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not at all, because
you gotta save yourself, man.
Yeah. Who's to say you're good? You're good. Even if there is a group like that, who's to say their good is for the good of everybody?
Oh, exactly.
They believe that. Just like the people now that are in control of things, they think that they're doing good. They're doing for the greater good and stuff like that too. In that movie, I'm sorry, I don't want to spoil it for you, but the conclusion is that this was an internal working by people that were high officials within their government, right? Within the government, that got tired of all the systems.
Yeah.
It's broken. There's no change. And what's the only way you can reshape and rebuild is by tearing down. So they knew the easiest way to do that without having to actually do a calculated attack, like the way it used to be done for many ages when it came to war, was create the system's failures, create the institutional failures. Let everybody go haywire and think who it is and stuff like that. Panic by who's doing this. Let chaos ensue and collapse itself. And then we'll be there to pick up the pieces.
It's so going on.
We want it rebuilt this way.
It's so going on right now. Like, if you don't see that, then like, I can't help you.
Trust. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, can't trust your Bidens. You can't trust your Trumps. You can't trust your Trudeaus. You can't trust. You can't trust. You can't even trust your Joel Osteens. Nothing like
Joel Osteen. Yeah, he's definitely at the bottom of my list. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, like, your religious institution,
mega
like
church like extraordinaire. Yeah.
I'm not trying to like, you know, also shit on religion or anything and stuff too. But like, now is probably a good time to start having a little bit of a mind of your own and questioning those things.
I also think there are some very good law-abiding religious folk who don't like people like Joel Osteen. So I've learned
absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to this in a second. There's one individual who I think you and I can both trust to a degree because this dude's like a ninja. And it's somebody I believe you and Ray have even talked to in the past. I'm going to get to that in just a second, but I just wanted to pull this out first. All else fails, if you know we don't get plunged into World War III or hacked or done in by direct energy weapons, there's always the synthetic blue beam alien invasion card in their back pocket. And April 8th would be a perfect day to pull something like that. Just saying.
Yeah.
And just throw that out there.
It'd be perfect to use the Project Bluebeam event to even make it seem like God's that Jesus has returned. So they could use it. And they could use it too.
They could probably make it look really convincing, which is scary. Absolutely. But that's another discussion. That's a whole other show right there, you know.
And they're apparently they're kicking on CERN too on this.
That's right. Eclipse. Thank you. I almost forgot to bring that up.
Yeah.
People get terrified about CERN, and I think there's actually some legitimacy to that, but
I do.
It's also kind of beyond your control at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to dump timelines regardless, but if you could remember your actual light and your essence and stuff like that, you could carry that data within your light to whichever way you go, and you could stay in a certain frequency, and you cannot let your frequency be broken. So
I agree. I should do a whole CERN show at some point, though. That's one thing I haven't done, and it would be fun to chat about with the right person. So, yeah, thanks for the reminder. Yeah. So, I have to end on this note, because when I was doing my prep, I thought of you right away. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just doing this from memory, but you and Ray, I believe, a few years ago, spoke to the great Santos Bonacci, did you not?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Twice.
Okay, so, I've heard him on many different platforms. I followed his institution on Instagram, but I think Instagram nuked it because it's not showing up on my feed anymore, unfortunately. But anyway, he's a very fascinating character, and I see in some ways he's like a Jedi and a ninja. In other ways, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm highly skeptical about what you're saying right now. He is a bona fide flat earther, by the way, if you didn't know that about him. But the one thing I've heard him say on platforms, and he might have said this on yours as well, is that now he's got like the very leathery skin because the guy like lives in sunlight like 24/7, but he's like super healthy
and he's
too.
Vegan.
Yeah, yeah. Staunch vegan, absolutely. Plant-based. But he alleges that he stares at the sun all of the time and that it doesn't harm his eyes or his vision. So do you think Santos Bonacci is going to be staring directly into this eclipse and then maybe even gain like more vision powers than he already allegedly has? Because you've spoken to the guy, so I'd love to hear your insight.
I have a lot of thoughts on Santos. I'm so grateful for a lot of the syncretism knowledge that he's brought to us and everything. But over the years, I understand doing this, you know, doing this stuff and getting big with it and becoming a main person and stuff like that, that you kind of fall victim of the whole like, oh, you're just like them. And I got to say, Santos is a very smart guy and everything and stuff too. Yeah. But a lot of times he's extreme with things. And a lot of times there's a lot of nonsense that comes out of his mouth. And I say that all with love and stuff too. Like, thing. Like you're going to hell that if you eat meat, that's his take on
right,
things,
right. Right.
And there's so many important things too, like Globert. That, like, I'm not about the divide. We have enough stuff dividing us. Don't extremize even this information and bash people. But I think he wants to look into it and stuff like that. I think it's okay to take a look. You know what I mean? But austerity, it's the same thing. Like, that's also hold on. That's out of context too, that he looks at the sun. It's like, are you really staring at the sun all day? Or are you doing it the way you're supposed to be doing it, which is supposed to be at dawn and dusk when the sun rises and when the sun, and you're supposed to do it in spurts. In spurts. I do it. I still do it. Everything. Yeah. Right. I'm not out there, you know, what is it called? Sunning your balls. That's a new parent thing. Sunning your anus.
Oh, I've heard of that. Everything. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Hey, I'm all for it. All these grounding techniques and stuff like that. I use electric culture for my garden. I had parsley in my garden. Yeah. I use the copper antenna. I have electric culture going on. Mm. It never wilted away and died. It got smaller. Wow. It lasted all throughout the winter. And it's still alive, still green.
Wow. That's
crazy,
cool.
Right?
But so, I don't think you're being too critical of the guy, because you have spoken to him. Mm-hmm. You have a very good sense of what he's about. And he does take a hard line on certain things.
Yeah.
But I've heard other things that he's talked about where I'm like, okay, that is freaking genius. That angle. I've never thought of that.
He's very much so in tuned. Yes.
Yeah. But very opinionated. So if you get triggered by opinions, mm-hmm. he may not be for you. Just a heads up. But
and unfortunately, so many people are very triggered by things that disagree with their beliefs or their concepts.
Some people are triggered by guests on this show, and like, I'm nobody. You know what I mean? But like, I'll go.
That's the shadow work for them. Yeah,
I agree. They need
to do shadow work.
I'll go to places that make some people uncomfortable. Last fall was perfect evidence of that. So, but just that one quote from Santos always stuck with me. And entering eclipse season, I just had to bring it up to a man who's talked to him and just get your thoughts on it. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for being honest about it. So
of course,
Gio, this has been awesome. You and I
could have really gone
on another hour and a half, but we clipped the segment here for the Consciousness Cafe.
Yeah.
I think this is a great way to start off this segment, and we'll definitely be connecting again down the road, whether your show is on hiatus or not. Mm-hmm. I explained at the end of the show last week that my Patreon is temporarily on hiatus because there's changes and stuff going on, and I'm just sitting with it internally to debate what to do with it. So if we collab on that again in the future, that would be fun, but I'll keep you posted because I really don't know at the moment. And just before we sign off, next week's guest, another edition of the Consciousness Cafe, going to be airing on April 12th. And by the way, I may have the date wrong, but I think there's a movie coming out called Civil War.
That's right. That too.
It is that day.
I
want
to watch that. Yeah. I think so. I actually do want to watch that and everything too. And it's like, everybody's like, oh, predictive program. So
I know.
What?
I know.
That's the thing. If you have your shield, who gives a shit?
I know. I just remember that in the moment. But next week's guest, this amazing woman named Christine Cardoza, who's becoming a bit of a mentor to me and a very influential person in my life, I think. I'm going to be practicing locally out of her spa, the Oasis Spa. What's it called? The Oasis Spa of Healing, I think it is. That's the exact terminology. If I don't have it right, it's very close to that. And she's agreed to come on the show. We're going to record in person, because she's local to me, into my phone in a salt cave.
Oh, wow.
Because she has salt caves on sites. And every time I've had a meeting with her, that's where we've had the meeting.
That's cool. Great.
And and she has a very, how do I say this, similar outlook on you about when to detach and focus on the internal and all that. So there's going to be a lot of that. I won't get into this right now because, number one, I haven't had time to fully explore it. Number two, we're like right out of time. I'm in the process of getting a birth chart reading from her, and this might be the most in-depth one I've ever had. And it's more in the lines of numerology than astrology, so to speak. But what I've dug through so far with it has blown me away. So I think by the time her and I chat, I'll have a lot more insight about it and we'll bring it up.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Love
she
to
said
hear it.
she has a really fascinating story, and that's going to be a great continuation of where you and I left off.
Sweet. That's good, man. I'm glad. I'm glad. If and anybody listening, if they're not subscribed yet, what are you doing? Subscribe and get on this, because I like what you're doing, man. I appreciate what you're doing still.
Yeah.
There's a lot of versatility with it as well too, and all the different types of content, all the different types of genres of things to talk about,
Yeah.
and you make them connect. So I like
Yeah.
that.
That's what we're starting. And then, like I said, 2 weeks away till the big debut of Lauren Holder, who's going to add an entirely new dimension to the show. And I can't wait for that. So, Gio, my man, you know how we end this. Got to
That's right.
stay curious, because if you ain't
Stay curious.
curious, you may as well already be dead.
Grow or die, baby.
Yeah, man. Thanks again. Take care.
Thanks, brother. It's good seeing you.